Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cattle Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. You know, it seems like forever since I've been behind this microphone. It really does. I think it's because...
The week was long.
The week is long. A lot going on. Just thinking about a lot of things, trying to figure it all out. And so the days just drag on a little bit. Yeah. And I was consumed with other things involving ranch problems, like cows going through fences and busting down T-posts. And
I saw, were you fixing your private road? Were you dragging gravel on your private road yesterday?
Fixing that yesterday. That's right. I had Josh Tootin doing that. If you need some work, let me know. He does a pretty
good
job.
Is his slogan, Darn Tootin? It should be.
But I was there on the main road fixing broken wire and knockdown posts and putting in T-posts. All right, look, I've got the colonel, my wingman, Rafer Brown. Colonel, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, a fantastic morning out there. The beautiful wildflowers driving down here.
It was really a nice morning. Wasn't cold, wasn't hot. The sunrise was great.
And it's going to be almost 90 degrees Tuesday or something.
Incredible. The grass will spring up nicely. Now, I've got Shelby Meyer, my board operator, doing a fantastic job. Shelby, say hi.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Easter weekend.
I'm going to be talking about Judge Andy Isaacs. He's not going to be here today, but I'll explain why in the second segment. But right now, we're simulcasting at 105.1 FM The Ranch right here, right now, and also at 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give me a call at 254-697-6633. And don't forget, all programming is put in a podcast form. And you can check it out at Spotify, Apple, Podbean. And we've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. So check it out. Tell you what, Colonel,
we're going to have to scoot because our area is being super awesomely vamped with new equipment, new software. And so we're trying to get it looking good in here. And now Colonel's being hidden by the big computer screen.
More block now.
So many monitors in there.
She's got four monitors now. And they put
I'll tell you
right
what, Shelby, can you move the camera over a little bit more to you? Let's see how that works. Now, my special guest host today is Dr. Shelley Cole. Now, she hasn't been around for a while because we both had scheduling problems, so I think we're back on track now, but she's coming in today because we had the fifth week in this month, and I talked to her, and we both agreed that that one was open, so she's coming in, and then she should be back on track for every third Saturday of the month. All right, let me set the table here, tell you what's going on, give you some highlights, some headlines that I thought were interesting for particular reasons. I'll be doing the devotional announcements, and no longer can I do the Tony Evans prayer. I've done the 15 chapters of that book. I'll see if I can't get permission to read some other ones that are pretty good. No true stories today. Word of the day in just a moment. Quote of the day in a moment. I've got trivia. Shelby will give us some trivia. Judge Andy is out. I'll explain after the commercial break. Katie from Moz, it's always a question whether she'll be on or not because they're just...
But it's an Easter weekend.
Yeah, she's going to be super, I doubt it. Super packed. And the Colonel doing his constitutional segment. Colonel, can you give us a teaser as to what's going on?
We're going to talk about the Red-Green Axis today. And that's the union of socialists and Muslims.
It's always interesting. The Colonel gets very much into his homework when he comes before he comes here to the show to broadcast. So he's got some good information. And Dr. Shelley Cole, I haven't discussed with her the topic, but I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. Now, let's do the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, the conversation of a story. And if you can call me up and put the word of the day into a sentence, and the Colonel likes it, you get a prize. Shelby, what kind of prize can we give away?
For the word of the day?
The word of the day.
For the word of the day is we have a meal deal or a blizzard from Dairy Queen. You can choose either one if you're a sweet liker or you want a meal from there. We have that available.
Fantastic. Now we have the quote of the day as well coming up in just a moment. What do we have for that?
Same thing. I got a limitless amount of Dairy Queen.
But we have a special one for trivia.
Oh, yes. A special one for trivia is not only the meal deal or the blizzard from Dairy Queen, but then you'll also get a big Easter treat. They can't see it, but it's real good. It's a Easter bag, a homemade Easter bag full of candy and goodies.
I know, but when they go to rewatch it, you can show it to them on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll definitely put it on there, too.
So there you go. So let's do it. Let's start it off. The word of the day. The word of the day is enormous. Now, the word of the day isn't enormous. The word of the day is enormous. It's an adjective. The definition is very large in size, quantity, or extent. It comes from this headline.
I thought you were talking about me.
Yeah, I didn't want to go there, Colonel. All right, comes from this headline. 53% of millennial and Gen Z consumers are resorting to buy now, pay later services and racking up enormous debt. Colonel, you and I have talked about this before. You're the guru when it comes to finances. You got any comments on that?
We are in a credit crisis throughout the world. All of the major countries are in debt. There's a reason why the old Jewish law had a 49-year cycle of jubilee. And we could talk about that. Jubilee is when they forgive all debt and all land returns to the original purchaser. Mm-hmm. And the debt cycle, we have been living on credit, and we're at the limit. There's nobody left to borrow from, and it's going to collapse.
You know, it's one thing if you're in dire straits and you need to buy food. Okay, if you're in dire straits. But listen to this. The millennial and Gen Z consumers often used Afterpay to purchase apparel and accessories. Let's see, arts, travel, and entertainment. Then it went to home and garden hardware.
Stuff that's not worth going in debt over.
Well, I can see certain things. Like, I've bought in hardware before, knowing that the job is going to pay for it.
It's needed for, yeah. Right. But apparel and gardening?
Well, you can still allocate your funds and save money and pay for something and then do it rather than borrowing money to do it in a lot of cases.
Here's one example before we move on. Benjamin Espinoza, 27-year-old video editor from San Antonio, Texas, represents a growing demographic of Gen Z relying on pay now or buy now, pay later services for their essential needs. Espinoza, who made less than $7,000 last year, recently used Klarna.
Made less than how much?
$7,000. Recently used Klarna to spread out his $40 grocery bill.
$7,000? He made that in a year?
That's what it says. He made less
$3 a day.
I wonder what he does.
Anyway,
it's actually more than that.
The reason I'm bringing this up, two reasons. One, the word enormous. Give me a call. Put it into a sentence. You get a prize. And the other thing is a majority of the people out there are hurting, and they're living on the edge by getting into debt so much. Mm-hmm. So we got a big problem coming up. Colonel, tell me your quote of the day.
The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again.
I better get a phone call on this one.
Somebody must know that.
Okay.
All of these things get prizes, people. All of them. You can just always win something free.
Now, Shelby,
might as well give it a shot.
Tell us your trivia.
Oh, my trivia. Okay. So the trivia for today, which you will win a meal deal or a blizzard from Dairy Queen and the Easter goodie basket. The question is, there is no mention of an Easter bunny in the Bible, so how is it connected to Easter?
That's a very good trivia question.
Yeah.
Because people want, I'm always wondering about it, like Christmas and how the
right
the
and everything has
a purpose and a reason.
Interactions for a reason, mm-hmm. And of course there was no Easter bunny in the Bible, but there's no mention of Easter Bunny in the Bible, so how is it connected to Easter? Call us at 254-697-6633.
And if you missed it, we'll be repeating it again in the second segment. So let me move on here. Cardinal Mueller joins calls for U.S. bishops to excommunicate Biden. Why? Because Biden promotes abortion, and when you go to the Catholic, and whatever they call it, and you read it, it says, no, mm-hmm. You're killing innocents. You can't do that. So how can you go out there and promote it?
Now, he used to promote not being advocated for abortion, so he really just goes where the wind takes him. Whatever makes him popular at the time. He has no real beliefs. The man is just a stick figure.
I concur. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott on MSNBC. Purpose in life is to make white people uncomfortable and afraid. My goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know how many black people I know? I know lots of them. And I have great experiences with them as they have with me. And that's because there's mutual respect. And We hold doors open for each other. We shake hello. We give greetings of the day.
Just
we help each other.
People.
Just normal.
Normal.
It's normal.
Every day. Everyone being normal.
So when you get a person like this, it's like the one who smelt it is probably the one who dealt it.
Yeah.
So the one who's saying this is probably the racist.
If you notice the color of somebody, if that's the first thing that strikes you,
exactly.
You
for
are
me,
racist.
It's demeanor and appearance, regardless.
I didn't have much experience with black people until I went to the Air Force Academy. Our community where I was raised was very small, rural, and there just weren't any. We didn't have any in our school. There were only 100 people in my school anyway.
And you know, Colonel, I can understand that and respect it. If somebody's never seen it before, a person from China, a person from somewhere else that's different, it's like, wow, I haven't encountered this. Okay, you just did. Now get over it. Oh. I get those deals. And I'm from a city in New York that was 52% black, and I was on the 52% side, okay? And I had friends galore. It's no big deal. So when you get people like this who say, we're going to make people scared, you're the problem.
I've got a little story that from the academy, we were waiting for the commandant to show up for a pep rally, and the cheerleaders were up on the stage, and one of the cheerleaders was black. And he's making this joke, and he says, I'll make a deal with you guys, he says, because a lot of us were white there. He said, you tell me what you do to keep your hair straight, and I'll tell you what I do to keep my tan.
Okay. We'll be back in three.
This is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
If that New Year's resolution is staring you in
the face and you don't know where to get started? Start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. I want to continue setting the table here, but first the number is 254-697-6633. Word of the day is enormous. Quote of the day. Colonel, you want to do it again? Did you quote of the day?
Oh, yes. Okay. Just, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again.
And Shelby, real quick in your trivia.
There is no mention of the Easter Bunny in the Bible, so how is it connected with Easter?
Very good. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. Continuing on with the table setting. I do these headlines for a reason. I usually explain once I read them. Here's the next one. Highly disturbing. Gay Chicago veterinarian and dog show judge arrested on child porn charges, bragged of pedophilic incest. Why am I bringing this up? It has nothing to do with the gay aspect. I'm not pushing that. I'm pushing, there's people who you think are just normal people walking around, and they've got these evil intent to offend, sodomize children, which is disgusting. I just want to put it out there. I want to remind you that there are people out there like that.
Keep your children close. Don't trust him with anybody.
Here's a report. Obama regularly advises Biden, quote, always worried about Trump's comeback. One, we knew that for a long time.
It's not
Obama
something you want to put out there.
That's right. We've known for a long time Obama is assisting, guiding, so is Clinton. And worried about Trump's comeback. Everybody's worried about Trump's comeback because it's true, it's evident, it's going to happen. And the only way, in this host's opinion, is if they just steal it. I can see the evidence all around as compared to Biden. The evidence is clearly there, visual, in many different forms. Trump is the one. Rob Reiner, remember who Rob Reiner is? Meathead?
Nope.
From All in the Family?
I don't watch it.
Rob Reiner, he's a director, he's an actor. He begs Taylor Swift to endorse Biden. I'd give anything, he says. And the reason I'm reading this, this is equivalent to the Michelle Obama factor. And that's emotional voting. You got Taylor Swift, who's got a whole huge following. You know, she's in the news all the time, dating the football player, the whole works. And so you got a lot of people who follow her. She has a platform that people listen to, and she'll put out there, yeah, I'm going to vote for this person. And that's what they're hoping that she's going to do, is go for Biden. And she's going to bring over all those people with her because it's an emotional vote. Mm-hmm. Most people have no clue as to what they're voting for. So be prepared for that. The RNC chair, we are laser focused on electing Donald Trump. That's good to hear. Video, president of Mexico holds America hostage, says amnesty for illegals, or you get more illegals. Great replacement theory is already in reality in Michigan as state pays residents $500 per month to house illegals. So here we have the state is allowing illegals to come in. The sanctuary cities are overflowing. They've got to house them. And now they're using taxpayer money to pay you if you decide to put an illegal in your house $500 a month.
And the Michigan, the businesses are fleeing.
Mm-hmm. See a lot of that.
Unconstitutional. FBI demanded identities of users who watched certain YouTube videos. I've got a problem with it, but then there's a clarification on it. Let me read a couple more Let me read another headline to go with this. Eco-terrorism 101. Harvard to host screening of how to blow up a pipeline. The website includes take action page with map of U.S. pipelines. Now look, if they're going to post it out there publicly, and they can tell who's looking at it publicly, and it looks as though it's a potential threat to us, by all means, I totally agree. FBI, go at it. But if you're a private citizen looking up things privately, then there's no way. Am I missing something?
It's Fourth Amendment. Right to be secure. And the government overreach is just enormous.
All right. Texas concerned over potential chemical leakage from solar farm damage in hailstorm. More EV fail as Ford drastically cuts Detroit workforce. I read those two because of this one coming up here. In historic reversal, U.S. to restart a shutdown nuclear power plant for first time ever. Because I guess we can't charge up the cars good enough, right?
Well, that's the only hope for electric vehicles is lots of little nuclear, solid-state nuclear power plants. They have the capability of making a garage-size nuclear power plant similar to what runs submarines and other nuclear ships.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, in an effort to stay on track here, let me explain quickly about Andy. I think I can do it. I respect everybody's privacy, and until I got permission to broadcast it, I kept silent on it. But it's been leaked out by the main source, so I'm going to tell you. Andy had some heart problems. He went to get it checked it out. They said, hey, man, you're a little clogged up. We're going to cut you open. So they cracked open his chest, did bypass surgery. He's up today, feeling great. So all is well. He'll be out for a little while. So lift up Judge Andy in your prayers. It's all good.
Okay. You think he's listening?
I don't know. Maybe. If he is. Andy?
Good job. He may be able to get the podcast. We'll check him out.
We'll check him out. So lift him up in prayer. And he's like a horse, though. He's strong like a horse. He did well. It was a long surgery, though. I think it was like 11 hours. That doesn't normally happen.
They had to redo one of the bypasses. It didn't pass quality control.
Gotcha.
At least they check it.
Okay, let me do a devotional. I've been doing devotionals for a long time, and I want to thank Casey and the gang at McGuire Tires. I've known Casey for years, 20-plus years. Just took care of my truck and my tires, and the thing runs great, smooth, and quiet. I love it. Casey, thank you very much.
And I just bought a couple of trailer tires from them last week.
All right. So if you want to access their services, McGuire Tire has two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. Belton is 254-939-1357. Or simply, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. I do devotionals Monday through Friday most of the time. And I've been doing it for a long time. Been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio. If you're on my prayer list, this one is from this week, Wednesday of this week. It reads, good morning. Tired? Sick? Lonely? Desperate? Anything else? Take comfort in the Lord. Colonel, how do you say Zephaniah?
Zephaniah.
Zephaniah, okay. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt you over with loud singing. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I close. When at times we feel it's just us, fall back on this. God is always with us. We must learn to remember that, count on it, and love it. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We sprinkle a little bit. Spread the word, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want, don't cram it down anybody's throat. And Colonel, since we did this, let's go back to your quote of the day. see if somebody can give us a call here and tell us what it is.
The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again.
Now, if you call me here at 254-697-6633, give me the author of that quote. Give me the word enormous in a sentence, and the Colonel likes it. Answer Shelby's trivia question. We got all sorts of stuff to give to you, but you got to call.
Trees
can't text me,
trees.
Can't email me, can't Facebook me. You got to call in.
You don't have to give your name until we're off, either, if you're shy.
Yeah, there you go.
I won't blast you if you get it wrong. I promise.
Colonel, how do you come up with your quotes? What makes you think of coming up with a quote, like today's quote? Just because of the holiday, or?
Well, I try to get something that ties into what I'm going to be talking about, if I can. And usually it's, there are so many good quotes. I could do a whole show on nothing but just quotes, one right after the other, because there are a lot of wise people out there that have said some really great things, and it pays to pay attention to somebody that knows what they're talking about.
When I'm doing my Bible study and I'm doing these devotionals, it's something that's pressing on me, something that's been either on my mind or has bothered me, or I question myself, or somebody speaks to me and it touches me and I start meditating on it, and I'm looking up things to reference it. And there's not one problem in life that you can't have an answer from the Bible with. It's incredible.
And that's what the founding fathers said, too. They said the Bible was the best source of guidance for this life and the one beyond.
And if you don't have a Bible and you're looking to get a Bible and you're a patriot, get the Bible that Trump's pushing out there. Oh, who's the guy, the country singer?
Well, we've got a founder's Bible also.
It's got the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Pledge of Allegiance, so on and so forth. I'll think about it when we come back. Be back in three.
New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started? Start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio Program. Oh, come on, I forgot. Let me make this announcement here. I got text by Rita Kay, Andy's wife, and she says, "Hi, Matt. This is Rita Kay. Everything is looking good for him to get out of ICU today and maybe home on Monday. They have already unhooked lots of wires and tubes, so that's fantastic."
Awesome.
Okay. Now, Katie from Moz was busy. Couldn't make it in, so I'm going to just tell you real quick here. They're located at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. They've got a great location. They've got another drive-through location right across the street from it. Mm-hmm. You want some good home cooking? Man, it's delicious. Large servings, great price, great flavor, friendly atmosphere. You need to go check it out. It's nice. I've been meaning to get out there. I've
just family been, atmosphere.
Family atmosphere. And Colonel, you've eaten there. We've eaten there. We've done Facebook Live from there. It's just a great time. The Matt special, I had this made up for me specifically. All it is a BLT on Texas toast with onion rings that a small dog could jump through. That's how big they are. And the clincher is a black cup of coffee. That's what makes it a Matt special. So, Colonel, you've had breakfasts there where you had to get rolled out, right?
Yep. But I ordered the ham steak off of the lunch menu with a side of scrambled. That ham steak is delicious and it's huge.
So when you go there, tell them you heard it here. Tell them you heard it here on the radio. Tell Vicky and Katie and all the ladies there, hello. And the chef in the back does a great job. Give a shout out to him as well.
But if you mention the show, you'd get a discount at checkout. That's pretty important to mention.
All right. Now, Colonel.
Got to remind him.
Take it away, sir.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Rayford Brown, and this is my opinion. I will share it with you to help connect the dots in the lower left-hand corner of the big picture. Today's topic is the red-green axis. Socialists and Muslims have joined forces against their common enemy, Christianity and capitalism. Now, the socialists want to do away with religion. The founder of socialism, before Marx, had a thing about the indulgences that were given by the Catholic Church. And he founded the socialists to destroy the Pope and the Catholic Church and the government of France. So that's where the socialism got its roots. Now, if there is a creator, then the state cannot be the ultimate authority. And socialism thinks that it is the ultimate authority over the state. Now, if there is a creator that gives rights, then the state cannot take them away. We look at the Declaration of Independence, the second paragraph, and we hold that these truths are self-evident, that men are created equal, and these basic rights that are unalienable and given by God. Now, if there's a creator that gives rights, then the state cannot take them away. Unalienable rights. Muslims believe that the Quran is superior to all man-made laws. Therefore, it is superior to the Constitution. And that means that a Muslim, without using taqiyya, which is the sacred lie, which they are authorized to lie to non-Muslims. And this is a very key factor that they cannot lie to each other, but they can lie to you and me if we're non-believers. They cannot lie to an infidel because infidels are like talking to your dog, or less. It's the worst word in their language. Now, Muslims believe the Quran is superior to all man-made laws. And since they don't believe in the Constitution, and if they swear or take an oath of office with their hand on the Quran, then they're spitting on us in the way it really comes down, because they don't believe in the Constitution. But then the rest of our people in Congress aren't following the Constitution either. Muhammad argued with the Jews, and then he modified the Bible to fit his own belief system, and then accused them, the Christians and Jews, of changing the Bible. And by the way, Muhammad was illiterate, so he could not read the Bible, and he had a great deal of respect for people of the book. And that's what he called the Christians, because the Christians and Jews could read and write. Muslims are taught to hate all Jews and Christians. This is a fundamental thing, because Muhammad hated the Jews and Christians because they would not recognize him as being divine. And he wanted to tell them that the angel Gabriel had appointed him as the follower, as a great prophet. Right? He told his followers to strike the necks of the Jews and Christians wherever they find them. And they are not to be friends with Jews or Muslims. They are to hunt for all Jews until the rocks disclose a Jew is hiding behind me, and expose them. Now, the red-green axis is very important. The red-green axis, again, is the alliance or between socialists and the Muslims. It's under the philosophy that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. They will deal with each other after they take out the United States and capitalism and Christianity. Now, remember that America, the Protestants that came in through Plymouth Rock, or through Plymouth, were just that. They were very, very strong religion people. They were seeking a land where they could worship their God in their way and raise their children in a Christian environment.
Colonel, I got a question out of ignorance. Can you clarify the red-green? What's that specifying?
The alliance, or
how are we getting
union
colors,
between the red socialist, okay, and the green Muslims.
Gotcha.
Green is the color of the Muslim flag. That's the key.
Got it. Okay.
Key color. So that's the red-green axis: socialism and Islam. The socialists want one world government under the...
They want 70, not one.
Council of Foreign Relations, and they're trying to subvert the United States. The Socialist Democrats propagated the CFR throughout our government. It was started in the early 1920s with the failure of the League of Nations and the Treaty of Versailles. Now, the whole thing was to take away, get the United States to give up our sovereignty. Now, the Muslim Brotherhood came to the USA in the 1950s to subvert and destroy the United States. The Bushes, Clintons, and Obama secretly seated them throughout our government. And it is my opinion that the Afghan route, with all the equipment we left behind, was a treasonous planned operation. You cannot leave behind $80 billion worth of top-level equipment in operating condition without planning. It's just not an accident. And the whole thing, the fall, was willful ignorance and then planned. Secret planning, treason. Now, there's no such thing as a Muslim bad or a bad Muslim terrorist. Okay? There's only good Muslims, because all Muslims are directed to wage jihad with terrorism against the infidels. There are only good Muslims. There are not bad terrorists. They're just good Muslims. The Muslim and CFR staff of the Executive Department are on the side of Hamas, Hezbollah, and ISIS. Now, there cannot be a two-state solution in Israel and Gaza. All right, this just will not work, because when one side has sworn to hunt the other side into extinction, and that's what Hamas had done, and Hamas was continually attacking Israel with rockets. Israel did not do anything except build the Iron Dome to protect themselves from the attacks by ISIS and Hamas, shooting all these rockets out of Gaza. And this is a very small, Israel's a very small country. These rockets, only with a 12-mile, 14-mile range, reach most of the way across the state at this point, or the country of Israel. Now, they're only good Muslims. The Muslims and CFR staff and the executive department are on the side of Hamas, Hezbollah, and ISIS. This two-state solution cannot work. And the Biden administration is trying to intervene and keep Israel from defending themselves. Now, as long as there is a single Muslim and Quran, there cannot be world peace. If you go to jihadwatch.org, you can read about all of the action, all of the armed insurrection around the world, and it's all based now on the fight between Islam and their neighbors.
Colonel, we're going to a break, but I'll make this comment. We've been together for a while, and we study this stuff, and we know the roots, and we go to cross-reference and check it. And when you're speaking, we're dead on it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is to you. If this is the first time you've heard this, then maybe you may be going, what? You need to go check it out. That is why I'm so adamant and stubborn about telling the truth to the best of my ability here. And if we make a mistake, we'll correct it immediately. We've got to have some form, some place to go that's somewhat credible, so you can say, they said that, I need to go check it out. Yes, please go check it out. Do your homework and you'll come up with the same conclusions. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
This is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Finishing up the first hour, final segment with the Colonel, Rayford Brown. Doing a great job. He's done his homework. He always does his homework. And if you got a question, give us a call.
No pressure. No pressure.
You do, Colonel. I see it all the time. We've been doing a show 5 days a week, 3 hours a day on the other program. And I see what you bring in. And on this one day a week show, I see the same thing.
Well, do you remember... The Colonel wasn't here for like 2 weeks in a row around the voting time, mm-hmm. and he sent us the information. But that did not stop people from commenting and calling and going, where is he?
That's right.
We need the information. And it was funny. It was right. Like, yeah, no, he'll be back. And we got a lot of calls while you were gone.
So speaking of we'll be back, the Colonel is back. Here he is right now. Colonel, take it away.
All right. Now, I've mentioned before that I'm kind of your fishing guide, and I'm going to point you out to the fishing hole, but you've got to cast and reel them in. So here's a place. I'm talking about Islam and what they believe in the Quran. And if you go to politicalislam.com, one word, politicalislam.com, Dr. Warner has a series of books that call the 2-Hour Quran, Hadith, and Surah. The Quran is, of course, their sort of religious guidance, but it's actually only 14% about the religion, and the rest of it's all about what to do with infidels. The Hadith is the traditions of Islam, or of Muhammad's actions and things, and then the Surah is his life, it's his autobiography, or biography, and these make up Sharia law, and they are considered to be infallible. Anything that Muhammad did is what he is, the perfect Muslim, and all the followers of Islam, which means, or Muslim means slave, all of the followers of Islam are to emulate Muhammad, and anything he did, they're to do. So if he told stories about or lied to infidels, it's okay for them to do that. If he broke treaties, that's okay. That's what you're supposed to do. And they do. All right. So let's talk now. Let's go back to Israel and Netanyahu. Netanyahu is aware of the goals of Islam to drive them to kill every last Jew or to drive them into the ocean. All right, so Netanyahu knows this, and any ceasefire is just a chance for Hezbollah or Hamas to reload. And we've seen this time and time again. Any time that they take a 10-year, 5-year break, and then they come back and launch a massive attack. We had one in 1969, we've had another one, and now we had the October 7th massacres. Now, you also have to understand that since these terrorists don't wear uniforms, there are no civilians. The whole reason for the Geneva Conventions is for military people to wear uniforms so that the military participants could be separated from the civilian population. But when the combatants dress like the civilians, there can be no civilians. And the rules of engagement have been set up so that we cannot fire. This is in Iraq and Iran. We could not shoot unless we saw them carrying a weapon or they were actually attacking us. And so they hid behind the women and children. They'd be shooting over their shoulder out of a house. And we weren't allowed to attack it unless we could see them. All right, so, but that's just it. There are no civilians. There are no civilian Muslims in Gaza. The women are just manufacturers of more. That's the way they look at them, is they're just manufacturers for more terrorists. And the schools are terrorist indoctrination camps. From the very earliest age, the Muslims teach their children to hate Jews. Now, the fact that Hamas does not wear a uniform is very important, because this makes it extremely difficult for the Israelis. Now, Hamas hides behind women and children in hospitals and schools. They put their headquarters underneath the hospitals. They put rocket launchers in apartment buildings. We just recently, there were 800 killed or captured in a hospital. Now, this is Hamas. In Rafah. Rafah's the last major city in the south end of Gaza that Israel has to attack and wipe out. And all the tunnels system that's been built there using the aid money that we have given them. Instead of using the aid money, the Hamas built tunnels with it. The Biden regime is trying to bring supplies in to help Gaza and the relief efforts, or so they say. Now, they can bring the supplies, can come in through Egypt. The border, the Egyptians will have the border open into the south end of the Gaza Strip, and they can drive their trucks in, supply trucks in there. It's not that long a trip. But the Gazans attack the trucks and start stealing the stuff off of them, and it doesn't work. But Biden wants to build a pier, so he says, to bring in supplies. But they could bring them in, again, through Egypt if they so desired. Now, this pier is actually, I'm told by reading some of the things, is that the socialist, now it's not Biden. Understand that Biden is not in control. It's the executive branch controlled by the CFR, the socialist, and the Muslim Brotherhood. They're seated all through it. Now, they're trying to build this pier to bring in 100,000 U.S. troops to support Hamas. And I picked up part of this off of the Health Ranger report. But the 100,000 troops, Israel cannot let them. Now, in conjunction with this, we've seen Chuck Schumer attacking Netanyahu in the speech on the House floor, and the Biden administration actively pursuing a coup against Netanyahu by trying to interfere and force an election. Now, Israel cannot let our troops land on that pier and stop them from finishing their work in Rafah to corner and eradicate the last of Hamas. Now, it's not genocide when they're fighting combatants. These people in the tunnels are not civilians. All right, so they want to stamp out the last of Hamas down here in Rafah. Biden regime is the red-green axis. It's a socialist joined with the Muslims to support this. I do not think that Israel will allow us to complete the pier or to offload troops there. I think that they would have to resort to nuclear war if Biden tries to land troops on this pier to stop their thing, because it would be committing suicide if they do not complete stamping out Hamas. They've seen this time and time again before. And any time you get the socialists in our government, the Democrats, calling for a ceasefire, it just gives Hamas a chance to rearm. Now, the Russians have a magnetic EMP, electromagnetic pulse weapon in orbit around the Earth that they can trigger at any time. I think they would use the EMP, it's not a complete coverage of the United States at one time, but they could trigger it to wipe out, say, Washington, D.C., or Fort Cavazos over here, the old Fort Hood, since it's the largest military installation in the free world. if this happens, it would be at the same time China will attack Taiwan. Now, again, this is if the U.S. forces a war with Israel and Israel has to defend itself in order to complete its eradication of Hamas. So we've got the U.S. and Israel at war over here, and then China, using the window of opportunity, will attack Taiwan, and China will also attack the U.S. from within, from Canada and Mexico, and also all these open border. We don't have any idea how many Chinese soldiers have been implanted into the United States. And then there are the Muslim terror cells that are in every city. All these blue cities that have gun-free zones or restrictions on the Second Amendment, you will see them attacked all at once on the same day. And we're going to have massive attacks.
Colonel, right. I'm going to have to cut you here just because we're running out of time, unless you got a quick 20-second blurb.
I've got a 20-second blurb here. We're just right in the last lines here. So we've seen the Battle of the Bulge when McAuliffe was surrounded and the German general told him to surrender, and he said, nuts.
Nuts. Now look, so, Shelby, I want you to do me a favor. Hold this up. This is the CFR, Trilateral Commission, org chart from the George Bush era. And what it does, I just want you to show, that's a place you go. He keeps talking about the CFR. You need to figure out why that's so important. You got to understand who formed the CFR, what their thought process is behind the CFR, and why all these people in different branches of the military and government go there to learn their thought process so that when they go into their positions of elected positions, they can vote according to the brainwashing they've got from the CFR.
It makes no difference who we elect as president. They cut their legs off.
Also, the World Economic Forum, which is huge, huge, but I got no time. Dr. Shelley Cole coming up after the break, so get ready, and we look forward to talking to her.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize
your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Mission Radio Program. Matt, your host, hour number two, simulcasting right here, right now, from 105.1 FM, The Ranch, also out of Rockdale, KRXT 98.5 FM. If you'd like to check us out live on Facebook, go to aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call here in the studio, 254-697-6633. And don't forget, all our podcasts, or all our programming, is put in a podcast form, and we've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. Check it out. You can be part of it. You can go to Spotify, Apple, Podbean, go to aaronsgunshop.com. It's all right there, okay? Thank you to the sponsors who have faith in me. Thank you for all the people privately who give donations. They get nothing out of this other than support to the program, and I want to thank them. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. The whole works. Before I introduce Dr. Shelley, I got a question for the Colonel. Colonel, do you have in your calendar book the times you may have done programming on certain topics? Because if you can give me that date, I can give that date to the audience and they can check out the actual podcast, which explains the book, you know, the A Good Muslim Following the Book of the Law. You know what I'm talking about?
We went through that on the other, when we had 5 days a week, with here where we've got 30 minutes a week.
Well, check it out. If we do, let me know and I'll post it, okay? To my right, my special guest host, Dr. Shelley Cole. Shelley, it's been a while. You look great
too
as
long,
ever.
Too long.
That's right. People have asked me, when's she coming on? I said, listen, the schedules ain't right. Don't worry. We're getting her back
on. I've been getting ready. I've been preparing.
You always prepare. But actually, you're about four times thicker of the paperwork.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So she had plenty of time. Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. Check it out. Shelley, talk to us. What's going on?
Well, I feel vindicated. You know, I feel absolutely vindicated. The last 6 weeks have been, you know, just the tearing down of the narrative. And there was a fascinating paper that came out. It was called COVID Lessons Learned, a Retrospective After 4 Years. And, you know, we've been together all of this time and just, you know, exploring and trying to figure out how to maneuver the pandemic. And I remember, you know, from the beginning, we were talking about the masks. And
can you believe it's been 4 years? The Colonel just reminded me of that.
Yeah.
Like April 6th, I think it is, 4 years.
Well, the first weekend or the first week of April 2000 was my first week on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He made the mistake of inviting me in to talk.
Well, let's make a comment about Shelley and the Colonel, because they were both doing their homework. And when you have a five-day show, 3 hours a day, with people like this coming on all the time, you get a lot of information out to the audience, and we did a fantastic job. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
One day a week makes it a little bit tougher, though.
So. It is harder. It is harder. We need to have you on for 5 days, that's for sure.
That's right.
So, but it, you know, the whole narrative about ivermectin, they finally forced the FDA to take down all their tweets that they had, you know, insulted ivermectin and said, hey, come on, y'all, you know, you're not a horse, you're not a cow, you know, you need to stop it. Stop it, y'all. I mean, you know, they were demeaning, and those of us that were really trying to figure out the truth, because no one was doing research. No one was doing honest
research is the key word.
Honest research.
And when you do that honest research, you almost reverse engineer it, and you come to find out it's fraud.
Right.
Why are they doing this? It's one, it's for money, it's power, it's agenda, and it's corrupt.
It's murder.
Right. I just remember looking at my friends. We were with the America's Frontline Doctors, and I just remember looking at them, and we all concluded the reason why they are maligning ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine is for one reason only, and that was to get the vaccine.
Which is money, right?
Right, like all about right. Dollars. Okay. Right, so that there were two criteria that you had to meet to be able to get the vaccine on board, because it wasn't studied. Remember, they skipped the animal studies altogether, went straight to humans. And so there were two criteria that you had to meet to be able to utilize the vaccine all over the world. And that was, there couldn't be any other drug that worked that's currently FDA approved, which we knew hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, both were FDA approved and both were effective.
And cheap.
And they were cheap. They were on generic. They've been, yes, they were very, very cheap. And, well, not as cheap now as they were then.
I didn't want to say anything, but when the word got out and they saw people doing that, they jacked the prices up.
They did. Made it inaccessible. They did. Yeah. They did.
Supply and demand.
And there had to be a crisis. So then they created a crisis, right? They took a test that was never intended to be a diagnostic test and created this pandemic with, you know, the PCR test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked a lot about that.
Yeah.
And it's nonspecific, correct?
You could have two dead coronaviruses in your nostril and test positive. And what was the most important aspect of that, if you wanted to be accurate about the testing, was what we call the cycle threshold. So how many times did you repeat the test and hone in at a deeper level? And so the FDA wanted really to have it be 100%, you know, return. So very rarely did people test negative, you know. But the mask, you know, we vacillated on the mask, and you remember that?
It was crazy. With all that, do you think if it comes back, do you think the population will follow the rules?
Absolutely not.
No, they've seen through the veil at this point.
I don't know. I say about a third of them will still follow it.
Absolutely not. No, I think that, look, I talk to people who are vaccinated every day now, and they regret it. You know, they still don't hear their doctor supporting not getting vaccinated. Now, I have had a few people who have autoimmune conditions, and so their rheumatologist will say, don't get the vaccine. And I'm really, you know, happy to hear that, but it's the few and far between.
Well, the CDC is still pushing for people over 65 to get their booster shots.
And
they know that's poison.
When we have these conversations, I really grind my teeth, because we have the advantage of reflecting upon the last 4 years of talking about this, and we can pull the data points from our head. And if we go, I remember this, I need to go look it up again, but I know it's in there.
Right.
And when you think about it, it just grinds your teeth because of it. It's all
the whole
policy.
Inflated crisis and the fear that they instilled, instead of studying and pre-purposing drugs that we already had available to us, they refused to do that, and they pushed that vaccine. Recklessly. I mean, look what's happened. So the excess death rate between April of 20, which was relatively early in the pandemic, all the way through 2021, there were 171,000 excess deaths. So that means more deaths than they were expecting.
Okay. Yeah, but aren't they from gunshot wounds and motorcycle crashes? But you just happen to have COVID at the moment?
No. So this is taking all kind, types of death, not looking at what the death was. These were 171,000 extra deaths that they weren't expecting at all from anything. So we call those excess deaths, and it was a disaster. And then if you compare it to countries that, like Sweden, that was pressured to lock down and wear the mask and do this, and they refused to do it, they didn't have any excess deaths.
Lots of questions and commentary. Keep going.
Yeah. Well, the NIH, who is supposed to study for us, you know, instead of trying to really figure out, like Peter McCullough was trying to figure out, what meds work that we have in our toolbox right now that we can take out and use. That was his goal.
McCullough has a resume a mile long of nothing but accolades. And as soon as you started coming out, just like you, they start attacking you because it doesn't fit the paradigm.
Right, right. So he was going to tackle coronavirus just like he had done every other scientific method. You know, he was well-researched. He was in the literature. And he knew the scientific method. And so he tackled the pandemic with that approach. And so he actually got funding to do a study on early treatment. But then, of course, they pulled that from him, right? They took it away from him. And then they fired him, right?
Yeah.
And then they tried to take his board certification and license from him.
Okay, now look, Shelley, we're tapering out on this particular paragraph of thought, and we've got about 45 seconds before the break. I want to let you have a full 3 minutes to recover from this article headline that I'm going to read to you, okay?
Yeah. All right. Oh, I get to think about it over the break?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Go look at the picture. Go look at the picture.
So far, I wish we got Frank's reaction live, but I had to bleep out stuff.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Here's a report. It's hard to read. Grandpa breastfeeds baby after taking experimental transgender hormone drugs.
Mm. Oh, you guys, I covered this. I've read about this. So I've got a lot to say about it when we come back.
All right. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Barron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Dr. Shelley Cole in the studio with me. HealthySuccessWorks.com. Check it out. If you forget that, go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. You'll see her link right there. Click on it. Bam! There you are. I want to make a comment to people who call in. I cannot thank you enough for calling in. I'd like to hear your opinion. However, we've got to have some protocol here. Just for future reference, if you call, make sure the radio you're listening to is down because it causes delay and feedback.
And not on speakerphone.
We will not put you on air if you do not want to be on air. If you want to be on air and you want to be anonymous, we will not mention your name. Just want you to know you can talk freely here. We will protect you. If you don't care, we'll say who you are. We'll talk about what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. Okay? It's all good. So just think about that when you call in. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Now, Shelley, when I go to the doctor, they'll check me out.
Right.
And this is Matt terminology. I got the structural side of me and the chemical side of me. And when I go to the doctor and they look at all the different levels of whatever this, basically chemically and heart rate is normal. Okay?
Okay.
I'm structurally a wreck.
Okay.
Is that a good segue for you?
So you're saying the blood tests aren't showing
anything
really
bad.
How you feel.
Well,
right?
From what I'm told by the doctor is that, yeah, you're doing pretty good for your age. Pretty good. I mean,
Well, what about how you feel?
I mean, feel like crap.
Okay. See, that's, you know, your symptoms are way more important than that blood test.
But the symptoms I have is, I think, from my limited knowledge, structural problems.
Right. Certainly could be. Absolutely. So you have to understand, the bloodstream is to carry chemicals throughout the body to get to another area of the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what they do. So they're not necessarily telling us the big picture about what's going on inside the cell, which is where, you know, the magic happens, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, we were fortunate enough to have Morley Robbins on the show.
Yes.
And he taught us a lot about mineral deficiencies and how they play such an important role, you know.
You know, Shelley, I'll say the same thing to you that I said to the Colonel. If you can remember the data that was, we can always broadcast and they can review it off the podcast.
Right. So I can, because I wrote that down somewhere so I can look it up. But definitely, The cell doesn't work right if you don't have the right minerals, if you don't have the macronutrients right, with, you know, the carbohydrates and the fats and the protein. You got to have your nutrients right.
Right.
And so the one that I want to talk about today, but did you want me to comment on the,
yes,
grandfather?
Yes.
Forget, because I was waiting.
Well, I was too worried about forgetting the segue. So let me reiterate the headline. Grandpa breastfeeds baby after taking experimental transgender hormone drugs. Look at the picture.
Ugh. Or don't.
And I think that is from this article I got from Breitbart.
So why is the grandparent? Anyway,
I don't know.
That baby's grandpa, or is it just a grandpa?
It's just
they
a
didn't
whole
specify.
Nother.
You talk, I'll read, because I only read certain specific things to make sure.
Well, let me just comment on this. What they are talking about is, you know, they're trying to blur the lines between men having breasts and being able to breastfeed, mm-hmm. which is not possible. And women, you know, so I actually looked this up because probably about a year ago, you know, this all started. This all came out where they wanted to really promote mm-hmm. men breastfeeding their babies. Okay, now
I got to stop you. I'm almost thrown up out here. You wanted an answer to this question.
Yeah,
I apologize.
No, go ahead.
Let me just read the one paragraph. The unidentified man was lactating spontaneously and able to produce up to 30 milliliters of milk at a time after a four-week course of hormone treatments. And the man then fed his four-month-old grandchild.
All right. Well, I mean, it's
weird that the mom was totally on board with it, but I have in question, well, did he have a hairy chest?
Yes.
That's horrible. That's fur balls coming in the future.
Look at the picture, man.
Let's talk about it because I actually, when this topic first hit, I went to the medical literature mm-hmm. because, you know, in the past, babies and pregnant women and breastfeeding moms were a hallowed, protected class of patients. You did not try any new drug on them.
Right.
And the only studies we had were observational when somebody became pregnant and incidentally they happened to be on a med. And so we would look at that, you know, but you never put people on the meds, you know, to see what would happen.
Yeah, because the article is promoting him being able to do it as compared to the health of the child.
Right, they don't care about the baby.
So I went to the call, and there were not many, okay? They were very, very limited. I would say maybe one or two articles on how to do this, okay? How to stimulate milk production in a male breast, okay? And it really was a concoction of hormones. So you suppress testosterone,
right.
Okay? And then you stimulate female hormones, prolactin, and you stimulate these things to try. And it didn't work the vast majority of time. I guess that's why they're so excited, because this guy could actually get 30 cc's of breast milk. But it probably was not breast milk.
No.
No.
Let me make a comment, though, and put this together. Shelby asked the question, why isn't the mother doing it? Let's just say the mother's around. Okay, that's great. Baby's sucking on mama's, you know, boo-boo, and it's great. The baby's getting the great nutrients. The story is showing, I'm this, and I'm able to do it. You may be able to produce something out of your nipple, but man, it ain't the right juice.
Not only that, it's the health of the baby. The amount of unnatural hormones. Is it a male baby? Because I'm pretty sure he's going to get some negative side effects from all the extra hormones being in this fake milk.
Yeah, exactly. And so the article that I recall really focused on the person who wanted to breastfeed.
Yes.
Okay. They did not discuss the baby whatsoever.
Right.
Which is the whole point of breastfeeding is to give nutrition to the baby.
Not anymore.
So I guess that's lost its importance now to, you know, letting somebody
second to transgenderism.
Right, right. So, but it was really shocking because it gave voice, like, if somebody's trying to breastfeed, a male is trying to breastfeed mm-hmm. a baby, don't shame them. Don't, you know, demean them. Support them. And maybe, you know, if you need to add some additional supplement, like using formula, then that would be okay too.
What if you took the baby and just injected it with the hormones? It's the same thing. You go, no way, don't do that. But because it's coming out of a guy's boob, listen to this. You asked a question. Researchers noted that scientists around the world have helped four other men who say they are women lactate for breastfeeding. Some of the experiments used a drug that can potentially cause irregular heartbeat and other side effects in infants.
Right. But nobody cares about the infant's health.
No.
It's the fact that the man can breastfeed.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
That's so frustrating.
That it was more of a job that we're supposed to ignore the welfare of the child and not shame the man who wants to breastfeed.
Not only the psychological effects, like I was mentioning before, if a child grows up and I found out my father breastfed me, I don't know what I would do. I don't think
what
I
about
could
your
think,
grandfather?
She's got a point.
Or my grandpa.
Yeah.
You know. Oh my gosh. I don't know how I would react.
Right,
I mean,
right.
If your friends found out about that, which it's all over the news,
well, listen,
they could find out. They're going to make a point out of you.
This is just endemic of what's happened to my profession, because this is the kind of research that gets funded these days.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay? So it's all DEI, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion. And so, you know, you've got to check those boxes off for you to get funding. And so it's shocking. And so that's what we end up with some mm-hmm. ridiculous thing that is no mention to the risk of the baby
right.
or the consequence. They didn't talk about the growth of the baby.
Why would they, Shelley, if they're okay with abortion?
Well, they've completely
gotcha.
Infiltrated my profession. You know,
right.
I don't know what to say.
Right.
You know, the American Academy of Pediatricians is certainly supportive of the transgender and the hormone blockers and so forth, even, you know, in pre-pubertal children,
right.
which is shocking because they can never recover from that.
Right.
Shelley, I look at you almost like a reflection in the mirror of me. And what I'm saying is we're becoming the oddballs. But we're becoming the oddballs in the eyes of the lamestream media. But the majority of this nation is still
yes.
true and blue. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrinipede for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Join me, Matt Petros, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program, Saturdays from 9 to noon, right here on KMIL 105.1 FM The Ranch. Me and my special guests will cover the Constitution and politics, go over finances and legal issues, and get you ready with prepping tips and fitness ideas. So much more on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program, Saturdays from 9 to noon, right here on 105.1 FM The Ranch.
State-of-the-art high-speed internet has come to the city of Cameron, Texas. SOS Communications is pleased to offer wireless internet throughout rural areas of Cameron in a number of affordable packages. If you work from home, want to stream your favorite TV show, or want the bandwidth for gaming, call SOS Communications today at 512-897-1860 to arrange for high-speed internet installed right in your home.
Your host. My special guest host today is Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. Before we get back to Dr. Shelley, I just want to remind you the word of the day. And first of all, the quote of the day from the Colonel.
Who was it?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
It was Jesus Christ.
Sorry, Father John.
I made the comment that people may think it comes from the book of Mark, Luke, John, Matthew. No, it's a red letter thing. It's Jesus Christ said that quote.
Should we say the answer to the trivia since we're not probably going to take any more calls?
I don't know. We'll still take calls, but I'm going to throw out enormous. Why don't you give out the trivia question?
Okay.
The word of the day is enormous. Give me a call, put it in a sentence, and you get a prize.
The trivia question of the day is, there's no mention of the Easter Bunny in the Bible, so how is it even connected to Easter? 254-697-6633.
Dr. Shelley Cole, take it away.
I wanted to talk about vax versus unvaxxed, and y'all are talking about the Easter Bunny.
Well, you know, you gotta love the Easter Bunny too.
This is true. Okay. This is true. So, one study before I get into a topic that I really hope the listeners will be excited about, because if you don't want to be on cholesterol meds or blood pressure meds or arrhythmia meds, you know, so many people have atrial fibrillation. I hope you'll listen to the rest of this show because we're going to be covering that. But I wanted to cover a couple of studies because remember, with the pandemic and when they were pushing the vaccine and they said it's going to lower the severity of the disease.
Yes.
Do you remember
and
that?
Prevent you from giving it to someone else.
Okay. Well, that they never studied,
yeah.
You know, but they said
when
it was,
they said it.
Right. Well, they said it was 95% effective, right? And that was what we call relative risk, when actually, if you look at the true statistics, it was 0.86% effective, which means it's less than 1% effective. I know that always makes Matt angry, you know, when I say that.
Once again, I keep reflecting on the...
Yep, me too. I went, you might need a booster.
It says 95%, 80%, 75%, 60%, yeah. 3%. It just keeps going down. You bunch of liars.
Right. So the effectiveness, and they said that it would limit hospitalizations. We were trying to save ICU beds. Do you remember all that?
I remember when they were saying that.
Okay, so Ohio State University came out February the 6th of this year, and they compared vaccinated COVID patients in the hospital with respiratory failure. Okay, so this is the sickest of the sickest. And they were two times more likely to die than the unvaccinated. Two times the rate of death compared to the unvaccinated.
Shelley, when you give this information, the information given out by the lamestream media, this is important. A lot of people want to be informed, but they haven't realized that the lamestream media is bought and paid for and has an agenda. But so once it gets in the brain and they think this way, then you come out with this information. There's this thing in the mind that goes, wait a minute. I got it from this information. I'm not stupid. I do my homework. Blah, blah, blah. I'm getting this information from the news, from ABC, CBS, and all this kind of stuff. And then you're telling me something different. How do you combat that? How do you break through?
Well, let's follow the money. The reason why the mainstream media doesn't ever speak poorly of Big Pharma is because Big Pharma owns the media.
They pay for it.
And I'll back that up because I said this before. They'll make a whole thing about the COVID thing and it goes, this segment was brought to you by Pfizer.
Exactly. Well, the 1996 act that allowed pharma to advertise to the public was, you know, back in 1996. And that's when they started this. So before 1996, the media would do exposés. I don't know if y'all remember, but like they would do a 2020, you know, expose on Merck, or they would look into, they were journalists.
Real.
Okay. They were real journalists. Now they're not real journalists because if they actually were to be a real journalist and report on this study, or how about the January 2023 study that also confirms this, that the hospitalized that were vaccinated were twice as likely to die than the unvaccinated. So this is kind of a tested and proven statistic, you know. Now, the vaccinated and that second study that I mentioned, the vaccinated had more comorbidities, okay? They were sicker than the unvaccinated, which always amazed me when doctors would be pushing the vaccine in somebody who already has chronic inflammation and certainly doesn't need more stimulation of their immune system.
Does any pre-existing conditions come into play here? Because if you look at me, for example, look, let's just say I'm a healthy guy, but I'm just a physical wreck. And then you got somebody who's overweight, maybe smokes, all this kind of stuff. Where does that come into play?
So the Italian study, that second study, they did isolate and control the population. So they did look for other comorbidities like obesity or heart disease or diabetes, those kinds of things. And they found there was a correlation between the unvaxxed living longer, but it wasn't statistically significant. Okay. And so there was a trend. So, but this second study, the Ohio State study did confirm statistically a two times higher death rate in the vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated. So all of that, and we still don't, they're never going to apologize. They're never going to say we were wrong.
I think it was planned.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wish I could somehow instantaneous implant in your brain the information Shelley has, the information that I've put out, the Colonel's put out through all of our I wish I could do it, because if you can get up to speed real quick, you'll go, you can see that it stinks. It stinks big time. I mean, people are starting to come around to it, but it's not fast enough.
Right, right. Well, the public knows, Matt, they know, because the boosters are not being utilized. I mean, they're throwing them away. You know, it's something
like...
I don't
even know what the point was.
Yeah, I
know,
Shelley, the utilization is like less than 15% of people that were supposed to get boosters got them.
I disagree with you.
Okay.
Because the media is not pushing it. I think a majority of the people truly have a good heart, want to learn, but they go to the wrong source. The source isn't pushing, get your booster.
It hasn't been pushing. There's other important things right now that they're going to say, we'll put the booster to the side. We're going to talk Israel. We're going to talk Obama. We're going to talk... And so people are just, they're not doing it because they're not being told to
okay.
do it.
Well, that may be one of the facets, but they're also sick and they go, man, I'm not doing that again. Mm-hmm. You know, so you don't drop off to 15% without, you know, some serious side effects. These people realize I made a mistake. I talk to them every day, man. Okay. They come in the office and they're like, so you really, you'll tell me that, you know, this could be a vaccine injury? I'd say absolutely. So let's just think about it. The symptoms started after you got your vaccine.
That's right.
Okay. And Dr. McCullough even did an amazing study and said, listen, there is correlation. You know, they cannot say that it's not tested and proven, because it is, and it has been proven that the vaccine is related to the symptoms people are suffering from.
Shelley, I want to ask you something, and I'm going to hope your education will help me, because I know what I'm talking about, but I don't know how to put it in good terms. Somebody who has an ailment and they're taking meds, it almost becomes part of them and they don't want to give it up. It's like, I can't do that. I can't get off. Because you were talking about getting off all these meds and do it the healthy way.
Right.
Do it the healthy way. Do you see that as a problem where I can't give that up? If I give that up, I'll have a problem.
Right.
I think they trust their doctor. Look, who else do they have to go to? I mean, so they go in, they don't feel good, and they give them a med, or they'll say, okay, you have high blood pressure, right? We're going to treat this symptom. It's not a disease, you all. Hypertension is not a disease. It's a symptom. And so they give you the meds to lower your blood pressure and open up the blood vessel and dilate the blood vessel, but it doesn't fix the problem.
Just that one thing you said. It's not the problem. It's just a symptom. If people can connect the symptoms, I got a symptom because I have this problem,
right.
They will avoid taking this stuff that suppresses the system, and they'll start directing their energy towards what gets rid of the thing in the first place. Like, you got a zit, wash your freaking face, okay?
Well, I hope that we are going to cover the cause.
We got lots of time.
The actual cause, and not just the symptoms, okay? Because that's really, really important.
Shelley, I got a heartbreak.
Yeah.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
If that New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started, start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, Shelby, taking care of the board, doing a great job. My special guest host, Dr. Shelly Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. If you don't remember that, go to Aaron'sGunShop.com, go to the radio show page, and click on her link. Bam, there you are. And
well, you know, a lot of times in medicine, we treat symptoms. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Somebody gets a fever, we give them Tylenol or we give them aspirin or something.
Yeah, but isn't that to relieve the initial, the immediate pain so that we can recover and fix the problem?
Well, I guess so, but it's certainly not treating the cause of the fever, right? I mean, it's not, you know, most of our symptoms are the immune system, you know, acting up and revving up to try to help us heal.
Well, let's be realistic here. Matt wakes up, his head is pounding, probably because his neck is out of whack or something, and it's causing me where I can't focus, I can't see straight. Take some ibuprofen, boom, okay, it settled the symptom. Now let me try and figure out what the heck's causing the problem.
Right,
so
right.
It's okay in one sense, as long as you don't, what, drag it out?
Well, okay, let's look at the difference between medicines and natural supplements and food and micronutrients. Okay?
Okay.
When you take Big Pharma, when you take aspirin or Tylenol, now aspirin's in a league of its own. It's got many, many benefits. But like Tylenol, okay, you take these things, you take a blood pressure med, you take a cholesterol med, you take a diabetic med. These are toxins to the liver, okay?
I'm dead.
So the body is always trying to get the toxin out.
That's his job.
So pharma is, and so we call that the half-life. How long does the drug stay in our system and until the body can finally get it out? Because it's perceived as a toxin, okay? Versus something like magnesium that is a natural mineral that's needed in the body. Yes, you need to take it daily. You need to take, you know, either in your diet or take it as a supplement. But the body doesn't try to get rid of it, okay?
I have a question immediately on that. You know that 1950 date I always use before everything got processed and all that kind of
stuff? Right.
Did you need it then? Were we getting what we needed naturally then? Why is it now that we have to take a supplement?
Right. So the problem is we don't eat as many fruits and vegetables. Okay, so ketogenic diets, fat diets, deplete us of magnesium. Okay. And so we don't get the nutrients, especially on these kind of fad diets, you know, like a ketogenic or an Atkins diet or intermittent fasting.
So a man-made diet is taking away our natural inclination to have these proper...
Right. And then pharma also revs up the magnesium burn rate. So we're burning through. We need more magnesium, not less, but... We need more magnesium and we're not getting it, you know. So we're deficient in our diet. These medicines like diuretics and antibiotics can also deplete us of magnesium. Mm. But if you look at processing of foods, so for instance, flour, when they refine flour, they take out 80% of the magnesium out of that flour.
You've been talking about that for years.
Yeah.
Okay. Same thing with sugar. The vegetable oils, they're all deplete of magnesium.
It's the salt, everything.
So, you know, they tell us not to eat salt. Well, that was where we'd get our minerals.
Right, that was the minerals. But right? Now they've taken all the minerals out of salt anyway.
Right.
So, Shelley, you know me. You know how I think. Is this a pre-laid plan? So that we are forced to take the meds?
Of course.
Sometimes I have to go there because it's like, gosh, why don't they ever talk about magnesium? So, for instance, back in the 1950s to 1990s, we studied magnesium, okay? They used to do IV magnesium infusions. If somebody had a heart attack, they would do an IV infusion, and it worked. Okay, magnesium. Now you have to realize magnesium is natural. It can't be patented. Big Pharma is not going to make any money off of magnesium. Mm.
So okay. Henceforth, why they don't promote it.
Right.
Oh, gosh, right there, ladies and gentlemen.
So they did studies, and there was a really amazing study, Finnish study, where the Finnish people migrated to North Dakota, okay? And they compared the risk for heart disease, and they found that the immigrants to North Dakota actually had significantly less heart disease because the water was more rich in minerals.
Yeah.
Okay? So what happens is they get a positive outcome like, hey, we can lower the risk for stroke or a heart attack. And so then they say, okay, we're going to do a big study on this, okay? Big multi-million patient study to confirm this benefit that we see in the smaller study, okay? But they don't design it the same way, okay? For instance, the magnesium studies, they were done if the magnesium was given in the first 3 hours of the heart attack, it worked, okay? Well, the studies were designed, they were done up to 8 hours after the heart attack. Well, do you think that the magnesium would work as well, Matt,
no.
If you gave it like 6 hours later?
No.
No. And so the larger studies that were done disproved it and said, nope, magnesium doesn't work. Magnesium doesn't work. We're going to come up with... You know, other medicines. We're going to come up with a calcium channel blocker is. You know what a calcium channel blocker is?
No, ma'am.
It causes magnesium to come out of the cell.
Really?
Yes. So magnesium, all of these medicines, the blood pressure meds, all have to do with keeping magnesium inside the cell and preventing calcium from getting inside the cell.
You made a comment of a book, 1917, that knows all the reasons for cancer?
Yeah, I'm not sure what...
Whatever the date is.
Warburg. Well, the Warburg effect.
They know all the reasons for cancer.
Right.
These guys, these gals, whoever's running the show, they know everything to everything. They know it. They know it, but they get bought out because there's too much money to be made. I know it sounds terrible to say that, ladies and gentlemen, but that's what the evidence shows.
Well, you have to understand that pharma is not going to make money off magnesium.
No.
But doctors should read about it if they truly want to help their patients. They need to know this. I was, when I was reviewing this morning, I get up at 6 o'clock and I go over this, and I'm like, man, I could completely eliminate the cardiologist job with one thing: magnesium. Blood pressure, cholesterol, thinning properties of blood. So it makes blood thinner. Magnesium. If you have the right amount of magnesium in your diet, you don't need blood thinners. You don't have arrhythmias, cardiac arrhythmias. You don't get atherosclerosis. You don't get diabetes.
Shelley, there's people who will call you and there's people who won't call you. So the people who don't call you, is there anything you can broadcast to say, hey, as a doctor, a licensed doctor, do this?
So, listen, the human body is very complex. And if somebody's on a polypharma, you know, they're on 5 or 6 meds and they want to get off meds, they need help to do that. You cannot just say, oh, I'm just going to quit everything because I'm angry and I'm mad and, you know, I'm just going to stop it all. Everyone needs a different amount of magnesium. Okay. Everyone needs different attention to their diet and everything. So my passion, you know, since we're back from the pandemic and we don't have to treat, we only treat a few people with COVID a day now, but my passion is really to help people get off big pharma and turn to natural remedies so that they don't need the blood pressure med or the diabetic med.
And honestly, the COVID's really not a major deal. It's just a little bit more severe of a flu, and
yes,
you just treat it like a flu, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, no, by now. Do you remember when Omicron came out? It was so, so mild, and it was pervasive everywhere. So the milder the symptoms get, the more apparent is, you know, the larger population is contracting it. So Bill Gates came out, and he said, gosh, I wish, you know, we had gotten the vaccine in before the Omicron, because now no one's going to need the vaccine, right? Because Omicron was so mild and it was just pervasive.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've told you week after week after week after week that I'm a 25-cent guy. I'm just an average Joe. God bless America. Salute the flag. Love it. Take the oath. Love. Just patriot. Okay. And when I hear this stuff, what am I trying to say? Well, you got to study it, ladies and gentlemen. You got to learn it. Even for this 25-cent guy to learn it, and I go, oh my gosh. It is so obvious. It is so clear as to what's happening. Me, the 25-cent guy, everybody else out there listening, you're smart enough, which makes you at least 50 cent or higher to listen to this program. You're way better than me. Check it out. Stop listening to lamestream. Go seek it out. Find it out. Call Dr. Shelley.
Well, come to a workshop. You know, yeah, they we'll just come to the workshop.
We'll talk about that after the break. We're going to take a top of the hour break. Be back in 3 minutes. Dr. Shelley Cole, whole another hour to come.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, Dr. Shelley Cole, my special guest host. We are simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call into the studio if you have a question, 254-697-6633. And don't forget, all programming is put in a podcast form, and we've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. Check it out. Be part of it. Thank you to all the sponsors who have faith in me, all those people who donate privately. Look, if you want to donate, I'm not going to be shy about it. I could use the money. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. Scroll down a little bit. There's a donation button there. Donate on a monthly basis. It'll be greatly appreciated. Thank you very much. Be a patriot. Just do it. Go ahead and do it now. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. The whole works. Shelley, it's always a pleasure to have you.
Well, it's good to be here. I've missed you guys.
Yes.
So it's good to be here. Good to be back on track. So we're going to be back, I guess, a couple of weeks from now, right? On Saturday, we're going to be back.
What was that?
We're going to be the third
yes,
week on Saturdays.
Yes,
yeah, we're back on our regular
we're
schedule.
Back on our track, yes.
And hopefully we're going to do a Facebook Live here. Is that right, next Wednesday? Or?
It may not be this one. Wait a minute, I got to figure it out. It may be the next one.
Okay. We'll have to figure it out.
We'll figure it
out. Okay, all right. So a lot of people have cardiac arrhythmias. One of the most common one is atrial fibrillation.
I've heard of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the heart will go into this irregular heartbeat. And because it's not effectively pumping the blood through the blood vessels, it can increase the risk for a stroke or a heart attack. Okay? Right? So it really is a problem. And so when people get it, sometimes they have no idea they are in atrial fib or not. They may and they may not, and then they go in and they find this out. Okay.
Somebody made a comment that there's heavy breathing on the microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, that's me going, oh jeez,
because he knows I'm going to say that it's when magnesium is low, calcium goes into the cell, okay, potassium comes out, and it makes the heart more excited, okay? It stimulates the nerve cells. It causes the arrhythmia, okay?
Say that again.
So when magnesium is low, when you're deficient in magnesium, it makes calcium, it's just the opposite. Calcium is high. And calcium causes excitation. And so it causes the nerves to be excited. It causes more cardiac arrhythmias. Okay. Magnesium is what is a calming thing. It lowers the blood pressure. It lowers the stickiness of the vessels so that you don't get platelet aggregation in the coronary arteries. The blood vessels are more dilated, so the blood flows efficiently through the blood vessel.
And what would potentially cause the lack of proper magnesium?
Well, our diets, right? The most common thing. And do docs supplement with magnesium? I mean, like, have you been to your cardiologist lately? And here you are. Getting all of this craziness for atrial fibrillation, and that could be medicines that are very risky, you know, antiarrhythmics, okay? You could get a pacemaker, you know, there are consequences to that. Now there are medications that are so risky that they put you in the hospital for 3 days to put you on it. So do you think you're going to be getting off that anytime soon? And then they put in filters to prevent clotting from causing strokes and heart attacks. But do they mention magnesium?
No.
No.
You know, you keep talking and I keep thinking the only reason I'm alive is because of my tenacity.
This is true. So looking at individuals just supplemented with 720 milligrams of magnesium, it lowered 60% their EKG changes. So the cardiovascular changes on the EKG when they were using magnesium. Okay. So you all know when you hear about the marathon runner that dies.
Collapses.
Yes.
And you go, this guy doesn't have heart disease. Right. He doesn't have diabetes. He's not obese. He doesn't have plaque in the coronary artery. He's deficient in magnesium. And you have to realize that the heart is the most sensitive to magnesium deficiencies because we need our heart going 24 hours a day. It's a muscle that we can't do without, and it is extremely sensitive to fluctuations in magnesium. So if you get too low, then you'll die.
You stop me when you think I'm wrong. Before this pandemic hit, you never heard of an athlete dying on the field. After this with their shots, you're seeing them dropping left and right.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That is not good for big pharma. So they're going to suppress it as, oh, they just had a problem.
Well, didn't they call it sad?
Yes, they did.
Yes. Sudden adult onset.
Yes.
You know, yeah, just like they said SIDS.
I tell you what, I got a call. I don't know who it is. We'll take it live. We'll go raw. Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
Go ahead. Caller, welcome to the program. This is Dr. Shelley Cole on the line. If it's relating to that or something about the show, feel free to talk. Who am I speaking to?
This is Mary Jo Hux, and I'd like a phone number for the lady that's talking, the holistic doctor.
Yes, ma'am. Shelley, you want to take it?
Well, we're in Temple. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm a private practice doc. So we don't take insurance, and that's why we can research and figure out what's the very best thing to do for people. We have a free workshop you can come to. The phone number is
254-773.
Yes, ma'am. 254-773-4900.
4900. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much. I enjoy y'all's show. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate your call.
So I can't tell you how many times we deal with atrial fibrillation and fighting with the cardiologist to just try to get some basic common sense approach to this instead of, you know, like these blood thinners like Eliquis. I mean, they're extremely expensive. They're probably $500 a month.
Why?
You know? And they say, well, the studies show that they're better than aspirin. Well, of course the studies show that, because who does the studies? Right? Okay. But you've got people that have bleeding because they're on these blood thinners and they're anemic and they're losing blood from the gut because they're on these blood thinners.
How do you lose blood from the gut?
Well, there's transit. The stool is transit through, and it causes trauma, okay. Mild trauma, you know, and so it's not like a big blood vessel, you know, but it's tiny little microscopic things. Gotcha. But the way heart disease starts is there is a tiny, subtle crack in the blood vessel, okay? Because there's too much calcium in the cell, there's not enough magnesium, so now the cell is more stiff and rigid. That blood vessel is more stiff and rigid, and it causes the crack to occur. And so the body wants to heal, right? I mean, that's logical. And so here comes the platelets to try to help heal the little crack, okay? And then we get some bad cholesterol, oxidized LDL, and then we get some calcium. So y'all have heard of the calcium study they do to determine your risk for heart disease. The coronary calcium CAT scan, they also call it the heart CT calcium study. So all it shows is calcium. And guess what? If you have a high calcium number, it's because you're low in magnesium.
Shelley, can you overdose on magnesium?
Well, you can get some diarrhea.
Okay? Worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario, you get diarrhea. But the beauty of it is, because it's natural, it's not a big pharma toxin. Your kidneys will excrete it, okay? If you get too much, the kidneys are going to excrete it. Now, some people with kidney disease, we have to be a little more careful and cautious with it. But for the general public, you know, we are so deficient with our diets. We eat the ketogenic diet, and then we don't get our vegetables and our fruit in, and then, you know, our cholesterol goes up. So somebody asked me, okay, so how do I tell if I'm deficient or not? So the blood test is not going to show it, okay, because the kidneys are going to make it the perfect balance in the body. But 90% of the magnesium in your body is inside the cell, okay?
Shelley, the wife takes care of me very, very well. She feeds me, because she's very into this, to make sure that it's the proper food,
yeah,
and all this kind of stuff. Even doing that, is there still a deficiency? And we're going to talk about this maybe,
yep,
after the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
State-of-the-art high-speed internet has come to the city of Cameron, Texas. SOS Communications is pleased to offer wireless internet throughout rural areas of Cameron in a number of affordable packages. If you work from home, want to stream your favorite TV show, or want the bandwidth for gaming, call SOS Communications today at 512-897-1860 to arrange for high-speed internet installed right in your home.
Join me, Matt Petros, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program Saturdays from 9 to noon right here on KMIL 105.1 FM The Ranch. Me and my special guests will cover the Constitution and politics, go over finances and legal issues, and get you ready with prepping tips and fitness ideas. So much more on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program Saturdays from 9 to noon right here on 105.1 FM The Ranch.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. I got Dr. Shelley Cole, my special guest host today, and we're back on track. Don't forget, she'll be on. She's on every third Saturday of the month. We also do our Facebook Live, and it probably won't be this week. Probably be the week after. We try to get it like right in the middle between you coming back again, and it's always a great time. So pay attention to that. But right now in the studio, Dr. Shelley Cole. Go ahead.
Well, we've been talking about magnesium.
Yeah, we talk all over the place, yeah.
And it really affects so many aspects of our bodies. And one of the major ones is that for every molecule of ATP, which is energy, that's how our body moves things, that's how it repairs and fixes injuries, is energy production inside the cell. And so you have to have a magnesium to do that. And so if you don't have that magnesium, guess what? You don't make ATP. You don't make energy. So you're not going to be able to fix all of the, you know, maintenance and repair and heaven forbid, you know, try to grow new cells or have optimal health.
Shelly, we had a caller. She asked, can you be allergic to magnesium? Can you have too much magnesium? Is there a problem with somebody who may not even know they got a problem with magnesium?
Well, you've got to be slow. You can't just go from a magnesium deficient diet, you know, like the processed food diet.
Would you follow the directions on the bottle? Like take two a day or how many?
I would probably go even slower than that.
Right.
It just depends on, you know, the problem is a lot of these supplements, when they did a study, you just pull them off the shelf, 40% of them don't even have what they say they have in them. Okay. So you got to get a brand you trust.
Right. And look into the brand.
But, you know, step one would be working on getting the processed foods out of the diet, getting rid of those. And then the other is salt. And of course, the medical profession has told us that even if you don't even have high blood pressure, you shouldn't be eating any more than 1,500 milligrams of salt a day, okay? Which is actually lower than what people 30 or 40 years ago used to take for a kidney failure diet, you know, the worst low salt, you know, diets were 2,000 milligrams. And now they're telling the population, not a kidney failure patient, the population. Yeah. And so where do we get our minerals in?
Right.
We don't get them.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, you know, Morton salt is a refined salt, mm-hmm. okay? It's nice and pristine and white and, you know, perfectly granulated. But they took the 84 minerals out of Morton's. It. And then everyone started getting goiters. And so they put the iodine back in, the salt. And then, of course, they left the other 83 minerals out. And so,
conveniently.
so processed salts, processed flour, processed sugar, the corn oils, seed oils, the canola oil.
Shelley, there's an individual on the line asked a great question. I would have asked the same thing. So let me put him on live. Okay. Go ahead. Caller, welcome to the program. Dr. Shelley is on the line here. Go ahead and ask your question, sir.
Yes, I was wondering about the milk of magnesia. Would that be the same as magnesium?
So you're absolutely right. Milk of mag is used to help our bowels move, right? And so just like Matt was talking about, what's the downside? You know, like if you take too much magnesium, what's going to happen? Well, yeah. Diarrhea. Diarrhea is going to happen. Right. So you do have to be somewhat cautious about it, but I'd certainly rather have diarrhea than atrial fibrillation, you know.
Yeah. Really? So,
yeah.
All right, well, y'all have a happy Easter.
All right, thank you. You too, sir. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Go ahead, Sean.
So going slow with magnesium is important. So one study did recommend starting at about 2.3 milligrams of magnesium per pound. Okay. So you were asking me, like, can you give recommendations? So for a 200-pound male, that would be about 460 milligrams of magnesium a day. And there are different types of magnesium, and that's where...
No, different types.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of them, and there are a lot that I would not recommend doing. One of them that I thought was wonderful was the Himalayan salt, but what I found out was the pink in the Himalayan salt is iron oxide.
Shelley, I got a whole bottle of pink Himalayan salt.
I do too. It's so frustrating. So why don't we cover?
Know which salt to trust?
You can't. Oh, yeah. You can't even
so
trust the Himalayan.
It is
frustrating.
The 400-year-old salt that expires next year.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I love that trick. I love that trick. Listen, there is a salt that's made in the United States. And it's called Redmond's, R-E-D-M-O-N-D-S. And it's real salt. It's harvested from an ancient underground salt deposit in Utah.
I was going to say, Utah should be the place to go.
Right.
And I bought it at H-E-B, and I got 26 ounces of it for less than $10.
Wow.
So it's good stuff.
Shelley, isn't it like acceptable to say this? This is planet Earth. Planet Earth has this for minerals. We are a product. I mean, I'm a Christian. I believe God created us. But we're still within the environment of Earth. That the Earth would provide what we need to survive.
It would. If we would just take it and stop adulterating it with you know, processing our food, and then we add big pharma to that, you know. So these medicines, you really need to think about it, that the body is trying to detox from any med that you take, because it's processing what we call first pass through the liver. It's trying to metabolize that, trying to get it out of the body as fast as it possibly can. That's not a good sign, especially if you're trying to treat a symptom and you're being told, well, you're going to have to be on this for the rest of your life. Then let's add a couple other meds, okay? Not only are we taking it for cholesterol, you know, we're taking cholesterol meds, we're taking blood pressure meds, we're taking antiarrhythmics, you know. So magnesium, Matt,
yes,
is a natural cholesterol med. Did you know that?
I do, because you told me.
Well, very good. So one thing you can do is, if your cholesterols are messed up, if your triglycerides are really high, if your HDL is really low, if your LDL is high, you've got magnesium deficiency.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. That's very interesting to me specifically, because I'll tell you off the air.
Well, that's interesting. I'm sure they want to hear what you're thinking.
Well, I went to my doctor and he said my triglycerides were a little bit high and wasn't sure why.
Right, because you're magnesium deficient. Yeah.
Because normally, besides the mechanical aspect of me, I seem to be okay.
Right.
I'm just a physical wreck.
Well, you need to try some magnesium. And the sicker you are, the more magnesium you need, you know. And so you just got to go slow with it and just increase it and see how you feel. But it should lower the inflammation. So if you look at these, they help build the immune system. They help regulate the sugar. They help with muscle cramps. I mean, they help with eliminating mucus buildup.
That word is like pus. What? Mucus, pus.
Pus.
Breastfeeding grandpa. It just, they all fit in the same
which
category.
Wasn't breast milk to begin
with
anyway.
I'm going
to
give you that on a shirt.
Another big benefit of, like, using regular natural salts, not this processed Morton salt we're talking about. We're talking about, so salts are essentially like Celtic salt is evaporated from ocean water, okay? And then the Himalayan salts are salt mines from Pakistan. And then you've got the real salt, the Redmonds, which is the underground salt deposits.
Shelley, do you think
Utah.
A lot of medicine comes from looking at animals?
What do you mean?
Salt lick. Cow on a salt lick. Do you think a lot of medicine may come from observing an animal, what they eat, what they don't eat?
I think they retro-engineer a lot of, like, they. I think that's how they came up with the blood pressure and the cholesterol meds, in the sense that they looked at magnesium and said, oh, a calcium channel blocker will prevent calcium from going inside the cell, so that keeps the magnesium up. Okay, and that's what they do, is they retro-engineer these things. They look at nature, and they see the benefit, and then they retro-engineer it. And, of course, there are all these side effects that come along with the statins and the blood pressure medicines. And, you know, so we've gotten into those before in the past about cholesterol.
Shelley got a hard break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started? Start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4 and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years.
This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Dr. Shelley Cole, my special guest host today. And you can check her out at HealthySuccessWorks.com. If you can't remember that, go to AaronsGunShop.com. Go to the radio show page. You'll see her link right there. Click on it and bam, there you are. Now, during the commercial break, got a question for the doc. Can you go back over the good brand or kind of magnesium and the dosage to start with and end with?
Right. And of course, that's going to vary from each person. Yes. But I think magnesium malate is good if you're lacking energy. Magnesium malate is a good type of magnesium. If you're struggling with restless leg or you can't get to sleep, those kinds of things. There's calming magnesium glycinate. So that's glycinate.
What's the difference between the malonate and the glycinate?
It's just the chemical that's bound to the magnesium.
Okay.
So they're different ones. And so it's tough to really determine what's the best brand to get, but there are independent labs that analyze different products, and so the Consumer Labs is an independent lab that looks at all the different top 500 product supplements on the market, and so the ones that come to mind most of the time when I'm comparing different things would be the NOW brand is a good brand, and I know you can get that here locally. And it's very affordable to get those. But I would start low and go real slow with it. And then if you start to get diarrhea, if you start to get, you know, too many symptoms, then you can split it up. You may need to take some in the morning or at night, depending on how you're doing. We have a slow release magnesium in the office that's really, really good because it can help people go to sleep, but it also is the kind of magnesium that helps them have energy too. So, and it doesn't affect the bowels quite as much because it's slow release.
Shelley, I watched my Gunsmoke and my Rifleman, and during the commercials, it got Q-anol.
Yes.
How is that rate?
Q-anol, is that CoQ10?
I think so. It's just promoting the different things.
Right, right. Well, if you take a statin, which is a cholesterol med, one of the most common ones is going to be Crestar, anything that ends as a statin, atorvastatin, prevastatin, simvastatin, any of those with the S-T-A-I-N on the end. S-T-A-T-I-N on the end is cholesterol med. And so they all decrease the production of CoQ10. Okay? And CoQ10 is necessary for us to make energy. So a lot of people will complain, you know, that they're tired. They're tired on it. But your body can naturally make more cholesterol if it needs cholesterol to make hormones. I mean, think about it. If you take the big pharma option, you're decreasing the production of cholesterol in the body. Well, the brain needs cholesterol, right? The nerve cells need it to transmit the electrical impulse from one nerve to the next. So 25% of the cholesterol in your body is concentrated in the brain. You don't think that's important? Is really important. And then, of course, if you want testosterone, I know Matt wants testosterone.
Like, I don't need any more. You
know? he's got plenty. But, you know, hormones. So if you want to make thyroid hormone, and what if your metabolism's not working? So all of these hormones are made from cholesterol.
Shelley, we have all these people from young to old, fat to skinny, good health to bad health, all this kind of stuff. You have to take each person individually to focus on them and figure out what it is that makes best for them. Is there anything with all those different categories that you can say, listen, I don't care what category you're in. It doesn't matter what category you're in. This will apply to at least 10% of it. If you don't want to go check yourself out, the condition that you're in, you can at least do this.
That's what we're talking about. Magnesium. Magnesium. I was at an ozone conference, which is another amazing thing that my profession doesn't tend to utilize very often. But we have ozone, which is O3. Oxygen's O2. And so we cause it to be hyperactive. And so it hyperoxygenates blood. It lowers the risk for insulin resistance, fatty liver. We use it to help people make energy, essentially. Now I got sidetracked from my ozone, but
I have a tendency to do that too.
All of these things, magnesium, when I was at the conference, and Dr. Levy is a cardiologist, and I was standing next to him getting a cup of coffee, and I leaned over, I said, Dr. Levy, I'm just like a big fan, And he said, well, thank you, Shelley. I appreciate it. And he goes, magnesium is everything. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. if there's one thing, you know, now we talked about copper in the past.
Yes.
And controlling sugar control. But when you take these isolated, then the balance gets mixed up. You know, that's why you want to take it in food if you can. I wouldn't run out and go get some NOW brand. I would try to get some Redmond salt. Make sure that you're salting your food. And oh, by the way, Redmond salt, if your blood pressure is too high, it'll bring it down. If your blood pressure is too low, it'll bring it up because it has modulating effects. It will help improve your blood pressure, not just suppress it, okay? The type of salt we're talking about is not going to make your blood pressure high and dangerous.
Shelley, besides the magnesium aspect, look, we have lots of listeners. Okay. And a lot of the listeners, and I don't mean this insultingly, are average people. They're like me. They're doing their thing. They're working their job. They're getting this done. They don't have the time to study this. They don't have the time to study that. However, that's my job. I do that kind of stuff. But is besides the magnesium aspect that we're talking about right now, is there? Can you just say, hey, you know, eat a couple eggs in the morning. Have a nice lunch. Chill out here and work out about 15 minutes, 20 minutes a day. Is there anything you can say to that respect?
So I do think that a lot of the diets that have been recommended, like the extreme version of intermittent fasting, where they're promoting 20 hours of fasting and 4-hour feeding window, is really extreme. It puts the body into stress.
That's what I would think.
And so it causes the stress, the adrenaline, all of the stress hormones to get key up, and actually stress depletes your magnesium.
But we got to be realistic here. A person who's sitting behind a computer all day cannot be eating Big Macs and French fries with Coca-Colas. You can't do that.
Right, right.
Because no matter what Dr. Shelley says, you're not going to be able to override that with what she says with your Big Mac.
Right. Listen, I mean, the diets, like you were asking, well, what happened in 1950? Why is it? Well, our diets, the processing of food. So the processing of that flour and the 80% depletion of the magnesium in that food.
And that was all for what? Preservation of the product? Is that what it was? The processing?
It does help it to preserve. But you know what's so fascinating? All of these decades, probably since the 1940s, when Ansel Keys started to do his studies on cardiovascular disease, and he said that low-fat diets are heart healthy. What he really should have said is high magnesium diets are heart healthy. It's the exact same thing. If you look at the graph of the study that he published, and it showed Japan had a low-fat diet, and their death rate from heart disease was very low, and the United States had a higher fat diet, and their death rate from heart disease was much higher. And so that was his hypothesis. Oh, it's the fat in the diet. But actually, the same graph holds true for magnesium. As I was reading this book, I go, that's exactly the same as the 7-country study that Ansel Keys published, you know, 50 years ago. So when you're thinking about even keeping the fat content of the diet the same, it's the magnesium that's the problem. You know, if you're deficient in magnesium, then you're going to have more heart disease, more arrhythmias, more tachycardia, you know, more damage to the heart.
I'm speaking with Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. Ladies and gentlemen, feel free, give us a call, 254-697-6633. Keep you anonymous. If you want to talk, it's not a problem. You're secure. I will protect you. So if you got a question, give me a call. Let me know. We'll relay it to the doc, and we'll see what kind of answer she gives us. Be back in 3 minutes.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Everybody to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Finishing up the show with the final segment with Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. Shelley, it's always a pleasure to have you on board.
Well, good to be here. We've been talking about the cardiovascular benefits, you know, the blood thinning properties, the anticoagulant properties, so that it makes that blood vessel less sticky, lowers the blood pressure, dilates the vessel, decreases the risk for atrial fibrillation, all these wonderful benefits. And it's mostly because we're deficient in our diet. So you always want to try to focus on diet and get the refined foods out of the diet and make your food at home, you know, from whole food sources. And then make sure that you're using some salt. Salt is super important.
Shelley, I'm very keen on definitions. Whole foods. Everybody hears whole foods. What does that mean? It means a raw potato. It means an ear of corn. It means an onion. And you do it yourself, correct?
Right, because if you use a supplement, like you go to Amazon and buy something off, even if it's a good brand, you have to realize that, like, a lot of people are told to take calcium. So you take calcium, and what does it do? It depletes your magnesium. So that's not a good thing. We've been told to supplement with calcium for decades, you know, ever since I've been in medicine. And
is there a specific reason for that?
Well, they said it was because of osteoporosis, you know. But
Oh, yes, okay.
But remember, iron dysregulation, when there's too much iron on board, it pulls calcium out of bones and teeth and moves it to soft tissue. That's the heart. That's where that calcium score, that blood, that test, that the CAT scan test to look at, you know, what is your risk of atherosclerosis or clotting in the vessels. So we just need to realize how important it is. The other aspect of magnesium is that it regulates your sugar in your bloodstream. So if you're diabetic, have you ever been told to take magnesium? I just, they don't talk about this. And so we do a lot of things in the office that they really don't interfere with what establishment medicine is doing. You know, we're trying to deal with minerals, and we try to get natural responses to hormones. If somebody needs hormone pellets or thyroid for a brief period of time. But all of these dysregulations are really summed up in your nutrients, your body's nutrients. You're deficient in them. Or like, you know, Matt's situation where maybe you're burning through your nutrients faster because you've got something going on.
Shelley, I listen to you intently, and every time you bring something up, it brings into me conversations within myself, which brings me to this question to you. Do you believe that these problems are because of mass production of products, because to feed the masses, as compared to when it used to be where people would feed themselves in their garden?
I do. I mean, that's 1950, the Rockefeller Institute wanted to, quote, feed the world, you know, so they picked wheat, okay? And they said, we're going to hybridize it. That was before genetic modification. And so what they did was they took the head of the stalk and they increased it. And so now the head was so dense that the stalk wasn't strong enough to hold it up. So it fell over and broke. And so then that's when they hybridized the stalk. And so now 99% of the wheat grown in the world is hybridized, and it's 18 inches off the ground. You know, you don't see amber waves of grain anymore, right? You don't see, you know,
I remember
wheat
back
fields in Kansas that were up, you know, 4 feet tall.
I remember driving through Kansas in 86 or 87, and I couldn't see anything because it was so tall.
Right, right. So that doesn't exist anymore. Okay. And so what happened is they took out really about 12 to 13% of the protein. They took half of the protein out because they made the husk weaker so it would be easier to harvest. Okay. They took the protein out of the wheat, and that changed the ratio of the protein to the carbohydrate. Okay. And when they did that, it affected everything because, you know, if you ate a sandwich in 1950, your sugar would go up. Let's say that it would go up to 150, and then it would come down. Well, now, if you eat a sandwich, you know, you go to Subway and eat a loaf of bread for lunch.
But there's a big difference, Shelley.
Then
back in 1950, you were busting your rear end doing some type of labor.
Yes, yes, you were working. Yes, so we were working. There were less toxins in the environment. There's less toxins in our food, less toxins in our water, less toxins in our air. But you have to understand that insulin, the sugar level, would go way higher now. And so you need a whole bunch more insulin to do the same thing that we did. So it's not the same wheat as your grandmother. It's not. And so that's just one example.
It's not your dad's Oldsmobile.
This ain't your mother's wheat.
It ain't your mama's wheat. And so I look back at those pictures of, you know, people in the 1950s, and I just, the first thing I think of is, you know, their toxins, they just didn't have as many toxins to deal with. So all of these hormone dysregulators, you know, binding up the plastics, you know, we drink water out of plastic, and, you know, we use aluminum foil, and we have aluminum cookieware, and it never stops. You know, the human body is amazing, and I will tell you, when we start a patient on our program, you know, even just little subtle tiny things make so much of a difference. You know, they'll say, oh my gosh, I feel so much better, and then I'll say, well, we haven't even started. You know, you're just starting this very long process to, you know, to try to restore the minerals and, you know, to give the body everything it needs so that it will heal.
Shelley, time is running out, mm-hmm. and I wanted to make sure you explained about your
workshops.
Yeah, so we are doing a workshop on Monday, but if you haven't called by now, then you're probably not going
to
get in.
Get the next one.
But yeah, so I don't know if there's a waiting list for it or not, but you can call. You can try. The phone number is 254-773-4900. And we have a free workshop the first Monday of the month at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we kind of go over why we're off in a ditch, like the medical profession is off in a ditch. We talk about what is the real cause of disease. I like to talk about cancer and the current modalities that we're using to treat cancer and why they don't work. And so it's a lot of fun. We have a good time, and we'd love to get people's opinions and, you know, have them participate in the workshop. And then, you know, if you choose that you want to be a part of our wellness program, then we have a one-on-one where we sit down and you tell me your situation, and then I can kind of tell you, I think it's going to take this long for you to get better, you know. And so we start with mineral restoration. We talk about detoxification. So a lot of people will use detox products over the counter. You know, they'll do a liver cleanse or, you know, colon cleanse. And the problem is that these products do work to some degree, but you don't want to mobilize toxins in the body until you know that they can get out.
Shelley, I got a question. I really try hard to eat right,
right,
and do all the proper things. One of my biggest problems is I can't sleep. So that's a big detriment on me because I'm
one
constantly...
of those magnesiums did mention it would help sleep.
Okay,
glycine.
I haven't done that. Okay, but if you have somebody who's excessively overweight and has a terrible eating problem, and they come to you, do you get blunt to the point? Listen, dude. Listen, young lady. Look at you. Look what you're doing. You're eating this crap. How am I going to fix you if you don't even recognize that part of it?
It's the first. Yes. Well, nutrition and fitness are extremely important, but it's
not
the whole.
The way you said it. Look at you.
It's not the only factor. Most people come in and they'll go, oh, I'm just terrible. I eat ice cream at night. I'm really bad. And you just kind of go, listen, our environments are so toxic, you know, and then you add 3 or 4 meds to that.
It's like, I got 20 seconds. It's like saying, Doc, it hurts when I hit my hammer with this thumb. What should I do? Don't do that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't be, all right, Shelley, 20 seconds. Promote yourself. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Well, I would love to meet you. And please tell me that you're coming from Matt's show. That would be awesome. Yeah. And because I think what he's doing here is really, really very unique and very special. And we need to support local shows and the truth. You know, we've been fighting the misinformation crowd all this time. And so I just am thankful for this opportunity to talk with you guys.
Shelley, thank you. We'll be back next week. Until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.